Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome on Alex Castellanos to talk about the fight that's brewing in Washington. And you know what? Normally we have to talk about, hey, what fight are we speaking of this time? Because there's always something to talk about where heads are colliding. But this time it's a big one. After the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we're looking at how a replacement will be named, when a replacement will be named. And you have two sides with very clear lines in the sand on how this should be handled.
Well, I think you're going to see the president force the issue now. He's made it clear he's going to make an announcement on his nominee for the Supreme Court by the end of this week. And despite the political implications, this is a steak you may never get to eat again. A 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court, and the president can't pass that up. You take it when you get it. What I think is going to happen is that you're going to see Kavanaugh round two. You're going to see a very contentious fight over this in the U.S. Senate. McConnell's going to move it before the election and try to get a vote. The likely nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, has been through the Senate before. They know her. They've got the background material. This could go before the election, and that's the way Republicans should do it. They have the constitutional authority to do it, and it would be politically to their advantage if they did.
And it can be done, right? I mean, Ginsburg herself was nominated and voted in less time than we're looking at right now.
That's right. And Jimmy Carter nominated Stephen Breyer to an appeals court position after he was defeated by Ronald Reagan. So you've got a whole range here. Basically, it boils down to this. If the White House and the Senate are of the same party, since 1888, they've gotten every Supreme Court justice they've wanted. When they're of different parties, you don't. It's hardball politics. It's true of both parties. Joe Biden, when he was in the Senate, had the Biden rule, which says you don't nominate a new Supreme Court justice in the last year of a president's term. And he loved that rule until he became Barack Obama's vice president, when he flipped and said, no, that Obama can nominate anybody in the last year of his term. So it's just hardball politics and both sides play it.
Yeah, you mentioned that the finger obviously being pointed at Senate Republicans who were saying 4 years ago that you can't do that. You can't nominate this close to an election when we were about 10 months out. And now you have people saying, well, hey, isn't that hypocritical? Aren't you being hypocrites? And, I can't help but look at the situation and say, since when has being called a hypocrite ever mattered to any politician?
What, this is new in Washington? Oh, my God, politics and hypocrisy have broken out in Washington. Never happened before. Exactly right. And voters don't care about that. What they do care about is who's going to be on the Supreme Court, a seat of tremendous power for decades to come. And this animates Trump's base and even a lot of swing voters who feel, Washington is too powerful. They're arrogant. They're telling me how to live my life. They're becoming authoritarian, and they're looking out after themselves and not me. This nominates a lot of swing voters who believe that and yet still don't like Donald Trump personally. So this is a good issue for the president. especially if Democrats overreact. If they Kavanaugh this nominee, then, oh, my God, then you see riots in the streets. You see Democrats out of control again like they were in Kavanaugh in the Senate. That hurt them. It didn't help Democrats. So if this is what Democrats do before they get power, what will they do if they actually do get it?
What is the chance, Alex, that Nancy Pelosi pulls the impeachment card to slow things down?
Slim. You know, that's mostly the news media squeezing her to try to make a little news. And she has to say things like that to keep her base happy. But Pelosi's a smart operative. She knows that's not what the Democrats need to be doing before the election. Democrats need to let voters impeach Donald Trump. They don't need to take that power away from voters and do it for them. So, no, they're going to try to still focus on coronavirus. They're going to still try to focus on the economy and erode Trump's lead there. And now use this issue to animate women, but not so much that they look nuts doing it. By the way, they have to be careful. They can't use the male senators on that committee to attack Amy Barrett. They have to use Kamala Harris.
Looking at what is set to happen here over the next few weeks, what's already happened, you mentioned Justice Kavanaugh. Has the perception of the Supreme Court been damaged to a point of no return? I mean, it used to be the Supreme Court was held in such high regard above the politics of Washington. And now it doesn't seem like that's the case, and it doesn't seem like there's any turning back.
Like everything else that is touched by politics, it has been corroded. The Supreme Court, you're right, has held up a long time. Supreme Court and the military were two American institutions that resisted getting dragged down in the political mud. That's only true now about the military. The Supreme Court, as it has become more powerful, as the debate has raised, is it a legislative making body or does it just interpret the law? It has become more political. And when you get down in the mud with the pigs like it, and you don't look so good.
If the pick does go through before Election Day, what cases may the court take on?
Well, the cases are primarily going to be for next year. And there are still cases out there, everything from Donald Trump's personal finances and taxes to what kind of immunity he has from federal law. Can he pardon himself after this? There'll be things like that. But the big issues are going to be coming that are about the court and about American institutions. Democrats are proposing expanding the court to 13 seats. Democrats are also saying we can get rid of the Electoral College. That certainly will end up before the Supreme Court. Democrats are going to try to add two states, Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., so they can pick up more senators. Those are certainly things that are going to end up before the Supreme Court. So this Supreme Court coming up is going to be more active than ever.
You know, we should mention that you'll hear about how many days until the election when it comes to naming a Supreme Court nominee and the election. Win or lose on Election Day, Trump is still the president after.
That's right.
So that 50, something days until the election, we're really talking about more like almost 100 days.
Right, until January, end of January, Jimmy Carter appointed Stephen Breyer to a lower appeals court after he was beaten by Ronald Reagan. It happens. And by the way, he was confirmed. So this has happened before. Look, you're president until the next one is sworn into office. This idea that we have to listen to voters. Well, actually, the voters who voted for Donald Trump last time agree with you. They think they elected a president to do exactly this. So You don't get to jump forward in time and become a more important voter because your vote's coming up.
Alex, good stuff. Thanks again for this week. Alex Castellanos, political strategist.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.